Good morning, or good afternoon now.
Good
How are you?
morning. Good
Good afternoon.
Hi. Sorry for a minute late. My clocks were a little different, but one was different than the other. So I gotta get them fixed. How are you? What's on your mind? How is your week? How is your Thanksgiving?
Well, our Thanksgiving was actually lovely because we family got together. We were supposed to have it at our home, and we have some situations with our physical home that had to be, we found out, and we had like a 24-hour period to resolve, like to move things around and boxes. And so we had it at my mother-in-law's, but Thanksgiving was lovely. We had a really nice time with our family, and it was great. Now, us, we just have a lot going on personally this last week. So this week
Okay.
we're not as prepared as we normally are, as we have been for the last 11 weeks. So my apologies to you on that.
No, it's okay. I mean, life shows up occasionally, and we adjust, right? That's why you think something's going to take a certain amount of time to do. I always tell people, if they're starting businesses, it's always going to take longer than you think and cost more money. So
Yeah.
just plan on it. Same with Supernova. It takes a little longer than you think, and it doesn't cost more money, but it takes time.
Right.
And that's the good news, is that it works. The bad news is it takes some time to get it going. Once you have
Yeah.
it creates
Yeah.
real value. So,
Yeah.
any progress in terms of marketing?
I reached out on Friday actually and today to our COI, the attorney that actually had a lot of good news, even though we had the 3-hour meeting with, and he's in the process of setting up some appointments for us, at a bare minimum one with a PI attorney from our kids' school that helped him a lot with business, and he feels that it would be a great introduction. So we're gonna get together for
Great.
coffee after drop off sometime next week. That's
Great.
one. Yeah, Rick, anything on your end?
No, we're rescheduling the meeting with the manager and Jesus. But it's interesting that you brought that up, Rob, what you just said, before you asked about that it takes time, because Roxana and I were having a conversation yesterday. She's like, I feel like we're so behind, that we haven't gotten everything done. And I explained to her that, this is just basically like boot camp, preparing you for the war.
Yeah.
And then, it takes time to get all these other things in place, because we look, obviously we look at Abe, but he's, about a year and a half, maybe a little bit longer ahead of where we're at this point. Maybe the comparison is not accurate, because it takes time to get a lot of these things going.
Yeah, and Rick is patient, but I'm not. That's I actually had this
Yeah.
conversation. I had this conversation with Nicholas yesterday, and we were talking about planting seeds, and I said, yes, but I need the business to start coming in. I mean, I get very impatient, and then I get impatient with Rick, and it's not a good mix.
No,
On marketing, one other thing, Anthony just reminded me. We're working. Our firm has implemented two different. I don't know to call them a strategies, but we have like a in, not internet. I'm sorry, I'm not very tech savvy. What is it
social
called?
media.
Social media slash website slash that realm marketing representative, and they want a commitment from us for 12 weeks, and we meet with this person 12 weeks, and he's going to look at our online presence. He's going to look at everything, and I've already started that process with him. We've updated our website. He's looking at my LinkedIn. We're going through everything and making sure that we have a good online presence. That's one thing we're doing with the firm. And two, Rick signed up for, we have a new, what is her title? WAA, which is a pretty much a planning person who does financial plans. And it's going to be meeting with Rick weekly to begin at least covering 15 plans over the next few weeks, financial plans for clients.
Wow. That's great. 15 weeks. That's great. Okay. That'll generate some business. The the 12 weeks of initiative. What are you required to do? I think you said you had to do so many LinkedIn contacts.
I have to. Well, he wanted to know what I was doing, and I explained to him that my goal has been to do the 100 contacts per day, as you and I had discussed. So he said, "Wow, that's actually great." I think he was going to suggest less. So from that respect, I'm pretty much, you know, doing what needs to be done. Now what he does is he tweaks the profiles. He looks at our Google search. He looks at, you know, just to see what our presence is. He's getting our Twitter up and running. And that is more to, because once I send, let's say I post an article on LinkedIn, it would automatically post on Twitter, and just to have a presence there too.
Right. So he thinks you definitely should be on Facebook also, right?
Yep.
Yep. That's good. These are all things I recommend, so I'm happy.
Right.
How are you doing with the contacts? Well, how many are actually able to get done a day? Is 100 the right number, or is it too many?
I probably go, let's say, 2 or 3 days of 100. And then my situation, like right now, Rick's home with a sick child.
Sick children.
I'm sorry.
So if you don't hear me talking a lot, Rob, it's because I have you on mute because the dogs are in the background. And I don't. Right. And the other thing that she mentioned about the, you know, having to move everything out in 24 hours, I don't have access to my office either. So I'm sitting like in the dining room table. So.
I'll tell you a two second update on what happened. After the hurricane, there was a leak in the garage in the roof, and I noticed some mold, and my kids have been getting sick a lot. So I said, you know, let me have a mold mediator come and look at it. So he came, but what he actually did is they look at the whole house, and they look at the air quality in the house. Air quality was fine, so whatever's in the garage is not getting in the house. However, they found that an entire wall, two rooms completely from the second floor were drenched inside, meaning that there was damage to the roof during the hurricane. So they had to come in and tear down walls and remediate all that, and we had to empty out offices and, you know, so, I mean, that's it's fine. It's not a big deal. You know, in the end, everything will be fine. It's just disruptive for us.
Yeah. We're doing the same thing. We had a little garage damage and had some water come in, and so we're I just lost some cabinets in there, so I'm having replaced them.
Yeah.
You know, my brother had his whole house the last hurricane. I had mine, you know, a few years ago, had our condo gone. So I'm very familiar with mold and issues of having to do with roofs leaking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, well, for me, it's just you know, what initiated it was the kids, you know, not Sophia as much. Thank goodness we're past that with her, but Ricky, you know, every few weeks we're dealing with something. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah,
granddaughter
seems to have gotten a cold that she can't get rid of. It's just like forever.
Yeah.
She just gave it to everybody else.
Oh, how sweet. They love to share those type of things.
Don't they? They're little petri dishes of disease.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, all right. Any word from your friend, the former Merrill guy?
Oh, yes.
Lots of words,
Anthony said. We're just revamping his portfolio on a personal level, and then there was, now that you mentioned that, I forgot about it. He said there was an introduction that he wanted to make. I have to touch base with him again. I talk to him every day or every other day, and I forgot about it, honestly.
Okay.
I have to get back to him on that.
So you're gonna do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Because when you know, successes are good for me too, you know.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the internet, LinkedIn, let's spend a minute more on that just to think. Do a little brainstorming. The The LinkedIn works because it's volume, and you get known and trusted in that particular community. You don't want to overdo it in terms of posting too much, but you don't want to have no presence at all.
Okay.
So writing original works that you get approved is really good, and always include a picture that demonstrates what that means. And it's better that it's a personal picture rather than just a picture that you take off the internet. People will respond to a good-looking picture. And then the article, they'll at least read portions of the article. So you might want to, when you write it, highlight certain sections that you want them to definitely skim and read. If they're going to just skim it, you want them to have that. Maybe that'll get them to read some more.
Okay.
Now, really quick on that, Matt, the LinkedIn, the way we have it set up through the firm is that they're all pre-approved messages. So they have like a thing called hearsay. So they'll shoot out, you know, research reports, different reports, you know, like let's say planning for college, planning for retirement, long-term care. So everything that we send out on LinkedIn or that we post has to be pre-approved. Or it's already been, you know, it's been provided by the firm. We could, you know, prepare things ourselves, but then we have to get that approved as well.
So I would do that. I would have, you know, once a month write an article that you get pre-approved or you
okay.
get approved. And write it on something that is not, they're not writing about.
Okay.
So, you know, interesting subjects, maybe, you know, things that actually happen in your life that are important that have helped you to be more successful as a human being because of your knowledge of the industry, et cetera.
Okay.
I mean, I wrote an article called, I think, The Worst Salesman Ever Born. And it was, you want to have a title like people are going to go, what the hell? What's that about, right? Because you've got so many things flashing in front of you. And it was the story of the guy that figured out that he was a doctor working for the United Kingdom's for the British Navy, and he had the task of solving the problem of scurvy, and so he did. He solved it, but it was like 40 years later when they actually implemented it. Okay.
Wow, the vitamin C protocol?
Yeah, right, exactly. And so it was, my point was that he had figured out that he had the answer, and he figured out what they needed, he tested it, it worked, but it wasn't until 40 years later that they actually implemented it. Now, there is a gap there, right?
Wow, yeah.
What if you took 40 years to make a sale?
You know what to do, you're just not doing it, right? You're not implementing, right?
I tell people, you know, they have the cure for, you know, in many cases, you know, even if you had the cure for cancer, you still have to go out and convince people that they have cancer, that they need a medicine, that your medicine is the one that's going to work, and then they've got to continue to take it. So the job is
over. Rob, I'm patient, but not that patient.
Right, 40 years is a long time. So do you see what I mean? When you write an article, you find, you know, I just happened to read that article about that doctor, and I went, this is perfect example of what not to do. You know, he just didn't believe it or something. I don't know, or he's a terrible salesman. So anyway, when you get, and, you know, you get, You've got to be so passionate about what you're doing that you believe that you got the cure for cancer. And that if you wait a week to meet somebody, it's too long. You know, they could be dead in a week. So that's the point. You got to be absolutely passionate about every minute of every day that you're there. When you're home, you're passionate about that. But when you're at work, you're working and you're intense and you're getting things done, and you've got to have the sense of urgency, not because you need a ticket or you need to do a transaction or you need the money. Do it because you need to help that person because they could be dead by the time you get to them. Financially dead. They could have made a terrible mistake. They could have sold out of the stock market. They could have bought the wrong kind of bond fund. They could have done something stupid, which they do, by the way, constantly, when left to their own. So, I mean, the example is, I mean, look, I've had many introductions and been so busy I couldn't follow up right away. But the point is that when you get an introduction like this, you want to be, like, passionate about helping that person. Not for you, but for them. And so you be more eager than the person, you know, but not for the purpose of making money, but for the purpose of helping the person. So, and protecting them from making any bad decision between the time you're introduced and the time that you can actually gain control of them.
Right.
Okay. So just get that mindset in your head. Whatever game you have to play with your brain to create that mindset and keep it there, play the game. Protecting them from, think of the company that you hate the most, and that you're protecting them from that company, okay?
Actually, you don't know how many prospects or that we find, you know, an older person getting ready to retire, and some insurance person puts them in a 40-year annuity, or I mean, we see a lot of cases of some pretty insane things that advisors do. So you're not too far off.
You didn't get to them soon enough. That's exactly right. And are they going to die? No, but they're paying ridiculous fees. I mean, they were paying 6-8% commissions on those products, you know, and
right. That's
going somewhere, right?
Yep.
So it's like people taking out mortgages and getting hit with millions of fees and things like that. I mean, you guys can do a better job. And so that's the key. And that's what you always just have that in your brain. So that you're constantly, you know, how many people did we help today? How many people did we save today? That's the game that you got to force yourself to play. All right, so as bizarre as it is, we're on week 12, okay?
Yep.
So we're supposed to be done. you wouldn't believe it takes 12 weeks to do this, and in fact, it takes longer. And that's why we created the year-long program, because this would be normally the end of the program. And you guys are like, well, we just got started.
It's true.
Right. You need 9 more months. And so we're going to meet once a month for 9 months. Now, you're in a position to, you know, you're still getting things done. You're still getting Supernova running. You're still getting the mastermind group and the centers of influence and all those things up and running. So things, we've got still some homework to do from the previous 12 weeks. We're not ready, frankly, to start on some other things. But when we do, then we'll be working on things like developing your business plan. It's really a pretty good time to do that for the new year. I don't know if you have time, whether Nicholas has asked you to do that, but this is a really good time to do it.
Right.
Well, we're required to do it for support to be able to be eligible to get, what is it, Roxana, AFG or BDA AFG, or something
yeah.
like that?
We're having a meeting with Nicholas next week, and I think that's what he's going to discuss. He's highly
yeah.
encouraging everyone to attend the meeting, so I think that's what he's yeah. going to be going over.
Yeah, no, he sent the agenda. It is going to be on there. It's going to, business planning is going to be one of the topics at the Tuesday.
All right, so when you think of your business plan, I want you to think in terms of Supernova. All right?
Yeah.
So your business, think of the five-star model, planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership. And so you should write a half a page or a page on each one of those things. What are you going to do and how are you going to do it? Not only in terms of your abilities to improve your skills, but what are you going to do in terms of execution? So, for example, you're talking about doing 15 plans, right? So that would fit, right? So the director of planning, that would be part of his plan or her plan. Now, you guys are doing everything, so, you know, you each basically you're splitting these responsibilities. But having two people makes you much more accountable when it comes to planning. You can treat it more like a business rather than just saying, well, I'm going to do it as well as I can. You know, tell me what the market's going to do. That's what I always used to get from guys. But when there's a team, everybody goes, whoa, okay, this is more serious now. We got to treat this like a business. Well, you know, if you were going to get a loan, if you're going to come to me with a loan, what would your business plan look like? So the director of marketing is critical in this because that is your marketing effort. So much of your plan is going to be around marketing. But think about it. We spent the last 12 weeks developing a service model, right?
Right.
So brand management is very important. So what is it that else that we're going to spend some time on planning? Well, how about implementation? Do we need to do anything regarding our investment process? Do we need to supernova that at all? Do we have, you know, the average financial advisor has 360 different mutual funds. So do we have a plan, process, and ritual around our investment process? And then the same thing with leadership. What does our leadership model look like? How are we going to keep everybody on track in order to make sure we hit all our goals? And then what's our leadership model in terms of helping people achieve their personal development goals? So that's the model, and it works great for a business plan. And then you just attach, it, under leadership, you attach the revenues, assets, minimums, et cetera, that you're going to adopt for the new year. So what are all my numeric goals that we're going to set? Well, that all comes under leadership.
Right.
Okay. So everything fits. Any questions on that? Where anything, you know, is there something that you would think about that you say, now where the heck does that fit?
No, not at all.
Now you see how simple it is when you take it and divide it into five pieces. Then the whole planning process becomes, we can do this with, you know, on two pages or three pages or four pages. It doesn't need to be, you know, a book.
Right.
And filling in the blanks is just a kind of a waste of time. I mean, you know, they have these things where you do a business plan, you fill in the blanks, how much you're going to do. I want you guys to, this is a real business plan where you're really focused on. And by doing it with a five-star model, you're keeping your brain straight, consistent with what you're doing with Supernova. You're not changing just because it's a business plan.
Right.
So if you have to do something where you fill in the blanks for Nicholas, that can be done in 5 minutes after you've done the planning with using the five-star model.
Okay.
Or you can just attach it. You can just fill in the blanks and then attach your plan from the five-star model, and he'll understand. I mean, he'll be proud of you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
There's no, you know, people don't think in terms of, you know, these kind of focuses. They don't, engineer the business backwards the way you're supposed to. Anyway. Okay, so that would be that. That's an important part of what goes on month, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 till we get to 9. The idea is that I am your source of accountability when it comes to your business planning, achieving your goals that you set from your business plan, et cetera. So that's it. It should begin now, and then we want to follow that through. If you're a 5-person team, those things become critical. When you're a 2-person team, still very important, but you can adjust quicker if, you know, you need to change meeting times or do something. You're much more flexible with 2 people is what I'm saying. Okay. What else? Questions that you guys have?
I'm looking at the workbook. And it's talking about the different failure points. They're pretty easy to understand. There is one that I don't – it says failure under leadership, failure to create 12-4-2 for the staff. What is that, the meetings that I'm supposed to be having with with team members?
Yes.
Okay.
Leadership is about, you know, helping people. Larry Wilson said business – managers get business done through people, but leaders get people done through business. So the idea is that your one of your biggest jobs as a leader is to develop your people. Okay? So even if, you know, if it's just you two plus a sales assistant, that's still, you know, 3 people that need development, yourself plus 2 more. So you really have to, you know, it's still a big responsibility.
Of course.
Okay. So all the meetings. Go ahead.
I actually have a follow-up question on that because the 12-4-2, you know, we're supposed to be meeting, obviously, as a team weekly. And then Roxana and I are starting to meet also once a week on acquisition. So this meeting would be something separate, you know, like a third meeting once a month. Let's say she meets with Anthony and then she meets with me, or how would that work?
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, and when you first started, right now it's a little easier to do that. But as our team grows, then, you know, I want to make sure we have the right structure going forward.
Right. Right. So you're meeting on acquisition once, you know, regarding. So here's what I suggest, meeting once a week on acquisition, right? That's the Monday meeting. And then either Thursday or Friday, meeting on the 5-star model to follow up on this business plan.
So acquisition.
So how are we doing? Yeah. So that would be
5-star model meeting.
Right, 5-star model meeting. And then you can practice.
Sorry, go ahead.
Then you can practice giving that 5-star model, basically who does what and why, to your prospect, to your centers of influence. So when you have them in the office, you don't just tell them what you do. You tell them what you do based on the roles and responsibilities that you have.
Okay. And then once the 5-star model is really fine-tuned, then I would have individual development meetings once a month with each team member.
Bingo. That's correct. So their personal development, their professional development. Okay, so 2 different kinds of development. One is personal, meaning I want to run a marathon. I want to get down from 188 down to 180. I'm going to do it by, you know, this is my schedule. Okay, good. And you coach them through it. Proper amount of sleep, exercise, and diet. So you help them with their personal development. Maybe they want to go back to the university and get a degree. Maybe they want to get an MBA. Maybe they want to do something personally. Professional development would be, you know, I really feel uncomfortable speaking. I'm going to take a speaking course. Or I'm going to get my CIMA. Or I'm going to get my, you know, CFA. Those are professional development goals and initiatives. I'm not saying you have to do any of those, but the idea is that you should always be thinking about your personal development and your professional development and always be moving forward. Kind of always be a student.
Right.
You just brought up something that, like, made something click about the weekly five-star meeting. That's basically our weekly meeting, but we need to structure it around the five stars of Supernova. Like, the agenda should be, you know, where are we on segmentation, where are we on planning, where are we on organization and acquisition and leadership.
Right.
Right. Bingo. That way you won't skip things. You think how easy it would be to just, yeah, you just have a meeting on that, the most urgent thing, right? You'd have a meeting on acquisition.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, except, you know, these are, remember, the key to really long-term success in this business is doing the important but not urgent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Supernova is important but not urgent. It's going to change your life forever. Just like, you know, your college degree changed your life forever. Supernova literally will change your business life forever. You'll never be the same. It'll be much, much better. So you need time to do things like Supernova.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's something that I also want you to do. I want you to have a case study for me literally every week.
Okay.
So I need more volume of prospecting opportunities here. Because
mm-hmm.
I can't help you if you don't present them to me.
Got it.
I had a guy this who's a little hot, you know, but anyway, he was a Supernova student maybe probably 4 years ago. Hired me again when he got a new partner, and he wants to kind of transform his business. And we're having more fun than you can believe. But because he's already done Supernova, we don't have to talk about that. So what he basically is doing is bringing me case study work. His manager's listening in on it, and we're getting the best words possible to approach that person. We've done some of that. You know, what do I say to this guy when I'm introduced or whatever? And that's what I want us to spend some time doing, because that's where I can really be of help.
Right.
So you say, well, I've got a meeting with the president of Carnival Cruise. What do? You know, this guy had a meeting with the COO of a biotechnology company that was going public. So there's a really interesting case, right? So we have a lot to talk about. And so we've got a plan now. And, you know, in just a few minutes, we can work up a plan as to what's the best thing to do and in what order to do it. And he brought up that he has a really good friends, childhood friends with a manager of a professional baseball team. So how do you approach that? You know, what do I do? So those are great cases of, you know, where my experience can be a big help to you.
Right.
And we can't experience that unless you bring me the cases. So you're not utilizing me to the fullest. I mean, we hardly spend any time on Supernova because, you know, he knows it. His partner's a quick learner, but we're really doing most of the time on marketing.
Right, which is where we should be because, I mean, from a segmenting and all of that, we're pretty much squared
away.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done. You're done with Supernova. You're done. It needs to be on marketing.
Yep, marketing and structuring the team, which that we need to do on our own.
Yeah. You know how to do it. Now you just have to do it. Now, I'm going to be visiting there. I'm not sure exactly the what date, but I'm coming. So be worried, okay?
Great. Let us know when, and we'll make sure to be available.
Yeah, so Nicholas is putting together a meeting, and I encouraged this when I came there. I said, Nicholas, I said, you know, we met afterwards, and I said, do you really want to do this well, or do you just want to do it? And he said, no, I want to do it really well. I said, well, here's how you do it. You got to have, he was worried he couldn't get enough people to do Supernova. I said, don't worry about it. You'll get plenty of people signing up for Supernova, but you got to follow up. I said, the key is the follow up, all right? The accountability. So I said, have this meeting, you know, have this meeting now, which we did. And then I said, we'll get, you know, four or five teams out of the meeting. And then 6 months later, we got to have the meeting of, you know, how did I come over and visit? I visit with you guys individually. But I said, then we have to have a meeting where all the people that took the course stand up and say, oh, my God, you know, I was lost and then I'm found. That's the best. Yeah. It's the best, you know, that's the best sales testimonial. The worse it was before, the better for the story. Now, you don't need to make up stuff to make it horrible, but the idea is the more you were lost, the better, because then people go, oh, that's me. I'm raw. I screwed up, you know, but then I hired Rob and we did Supernova and now our life is fabulous. And they're like, oh, sign me up. So I said, Nicholas, that's when you get past the tipping point where I can't keep up with the number of people that want to sign up. And then you're going to have an office that's going to be unbelievable.
Right.
So visualize an office where every single person is doing Supernova. They're all drinking the Kool-Aid. They're all, you know, believing in it and doing it and spending their time marketing instead of worrying about Bitcoin or something. So, That's what he's doing. Nicholas is a good listener. So that's what we're going to do. And then the idea, the perfect world is, you know, 6 months later, come back and do it again. And then, you know, I get a chance to see you guys in person. You can demonstrate your 5-star presentation to me and show me your business plan in person and all that stuff. You know, it gives you a deadline. For, you know, we got to have our act together when Rob gets here. Stuff.
Yep. Good.
Okay.
That's what we need.
Yeah. So that's going to be like, I'm not sure exactly, but it's not long. It's within the month of December.
Okay.
So I look forward to that.
That's frightening.
Be frightened.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah,
it's the month of December. That's like next week.
Yeah, I know. The good thing is I only have to show up. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You got Nicholas and me. That's twice as good. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, we got to get ready. Get our business plan. Yeah. So anyway, deadlines are great. Sense of urgency is good.
Yeah.
You know, you got sick babies. That's one thing, but you know they'll get well, and then you'll be like, why didn't we get something done?
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
No. All right. Okay. What else?
I think that was it. This week's video was pretty short. You know, talked about the two most important things, which was the game board, and number two, the coaching folders. We already touched on the coaching folders, and we're working on the game board.
Yeah.
I guess the game board is more of the 5-star meeting, acquisition meeting type thing, and then the coaching folders is that leadership meeting, that once a month leadership meeting.
Yeah, as far as the game board, the actual board is already set up. I mean, I have it here. We just have to implement the process and
yeah.
Meeting. And I guess on a weekly basis, we update this game board, right?
Well, yes, you do. And the game board is like, think of it as a Monday morning board on marketing. So that you're really already doing. Okay, it's really focused on marketing. It can be accountability for things like number of appointments that you kept with clients and things like that. But the important part of it is, because you're going to do that anyway, the important part of it is the things that you wouldn't do unless you took the initiative, meaning acquisition. That doesn't happen. It doesn't just fall in your lap. You got to make something happen. So that's the part that you need to have accountability board. Then what we have is we call it the scoreboard meeting or the five-star model meeting, and that one is having to do with numbers and achievement and how did we do in planning, how we do in implementation, how we do in Supernova, how do we do in acquisition, how do we do in leadership. So, and that's versus your business plan. So it's a very, doesn't have to be long. Could even be a stand-up meeting on Thursday or Friday. But the idea is you can't manage what you don't measure. And so you measure, you know, how are we doing in the numbers versus our plan. And that's what the Thursday meeting is, or Friday. We call it the scoreboard meeting. So the Monday meeting is about activity. So if we get, like are you doing, you know, the question is, if we set a goal of doing 100, you know, maybe 100 LinkedIn contacts is too much, right? So maybe it's, you know, new contacts, it's 30 a day or 20 a day. Or whatever you're going to be comfortable and you can get done. Okay? And you're going to be meeting with your centers of influence every month, so that's got to be on there. You got to have a mastermind group, so that's got to be on there to form that. You want to work with your niches, that's got to be on there. So, you know, your social marketing in terms of, you know, LinkedIn and those things, yes. And then how are we doing in community involvement? Those are on there. Now, every week they don't need to be on there because they won't come up all the time. They're monthly, right? Some of them are monthly. But they should each have a folder, and they should pop up, and then they should appear on the game board the week ahead. And then you talk about, did we have that activity? Meaning you're literally saying, did you meet with the center of influence? If you set the appointment and you met with him, that's a win. So you celebrate that. On Friday, you talk about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it sounds weird. But the point is, if we get the activity right in the game board, we'll get the results. If we're not getting the results, we got to increase the activity or improve the quality of the experience.
Got it.
And that's where I can help. You know, I can shorten the closure rates. I can make the closure rate more effective. Meaning I can help you close by getting the right words. Okay. So I'm getting my second book ready. It's almost done. I've got a couple more chapters to edit. And then I'll send you guys a copy of it to read.
Oh, great.
My buddy, I'm coaching a new guy who came back into the business. He's not too young, but he's brand new again. And he said, Rob, it's twice as good as your first book.
Awesome. What's it called? What's the title?
It's called The Supernova Multiplier. Supernova Multiplier.
Nice.
And it's going to be about everything that you guys have been learning and I've been teaching about acquisition. It's almost 100% on acquisition.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's detailed stories, success stories, because sometimes I'll say, you know, form a mastermind group, and you're like, yeah, I don't have time. But you read these stories, and you're like, holy crap. That is amazing. You know, the guy did that, and then that was the result. Yes, that was the result. That's why I teach it. I wouldn't teach you something that didn't work. But you have to do it right, and you have to follow the formula, you know. It's like advertising. If you try advertising, you're going to get a certain percentage return. The key is to keep on doing it. The key, you know, in this particular case of marketing, you've got to know it works, and you've got to believe in it, and you've got to keep doing it. So you've got to keep meeting with those guys every month, the centers of influence, every single month. Never miss a month. And then you'll start to get the results. Okay?
Fantastic.
So we start. So the next thing, you can mail me your business plan. You can, I'd like to have it before I come over.
Okay.
Okay.
And I know that when I look at that.
What?
I'm sorry. That wasn't us, I don't think.
Oh. So no pressure, Rick.
Okay, Rick, you got it. You got
none whatsoever, right? None whatsoever.
Right. No. It'd be the best business plan in the office, right? All right, guys. Have a fun week, and I'll talk to you whenever it's scheduled. It'll be monthly from now on, okay?
Got it.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for
have a good one. Take care.
Bye-bye.